WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is meeting on Election Day. The agenda includes the possible purchase of land for a Westside Youth Sports Complex.
The location is south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road, just outside the city limits. There would be access from both highways to youth baseball, softball, soccer, and football. Council's been asked to spend $738,000 from city reserves to purchase 61 and a half acres. Mayor Jason Bayansky on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked where the money will come from to operate the park.
We're hoping by putting it in an area that's widely undeveloped, you'll bring in new subdivisions.
According to the proposed contract, retail and commercial properties, including a hotel, can be built in and around the site. If the city does not build in 5 years, the seller can buy back the land. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the proposed contract and see a map of the park location between Lake Bryan and the J.W. Hamilton Prison Pre-Release Unit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
5 years ago, Houston-based Papado's Restaurants purchased the former Scott & White Clinic on University near the freeway. From the City of College Station's blog, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says a restaurant is expected to open in the spring or summer of 2018. Before building, a creek that used to be under the clinic is being moved.
I visited with the engineer just yesterday, and they're finishing up design plans to put that creek underground, compact the dirt back on top of it so that they can build a new Papado's. So that's moving along. It's just very slowly. They move at their own pace.
Ruiz said on the podcast that is located at blog.cstx.gov that the city participated with Papado's on a drainage agreement to move what passing motorists now see is a big hole on the property. The new owners of retail and commercial property in College Station across the freeway from Central Park have announced they will be the new home of an existing retailer. Casey Oldham of the Oldham & Goodwin Group in Bryan says Academy will build a new store that's twice the size of their current location.
They'll be the anchor of the retail. And so what we hope to see is Academy begets other great tenants, and we'll be thoughtful and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
What was called the Science Park has been renamed Providence Park. The 54-acre property also includes a 180,000-square-foot building that is home to several companies, including the Lintech Research Facility. The 11th annual Empty Bowls event benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank is tomorrow. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says a donation of $20 or more will give you a handmade bowl created by a local artist.
The other symbolic part of it is that there's soup and bread available so that your bowl will no longer be empty, but the meal that we're giving you is a very simple meal, just as a reminder that there are people in our community that deal with the issue of hunger.
Mangapura says you can come by the Frame Gallery in downtown Bryan anytime between 11 and 1. And another church in Brazos County is getting a state historical marker. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission invites everyone Sunday afternoon to First Christian Church in Bryan, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary.
Church started further downtown up on Texas Avenue at 27th Street in 1866. In the 1960s, after 100 years almost, they moved to a little further south into Bryan and built a new building.
Sunday's program begins at 1:30 at the church, which is located on Innis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Speaking with Ron Smith. Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for an isolated shower. Temperatures will make their way up to about 80 today. Cloudiness will linger across the area tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to occasional sunshine. It'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow. Highs somewhere between 75 and 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Clouds will roll in Sunday. There could be a shower or two. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your high school and Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the A&M volleyball team avenged their season-opening loss by besting Alabama last night at Reed Arena. Game 7 of the World Series made history in more ways than one. It was the most-watched World Series game in 25 years. And in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Bucks fell to the NFC South leading Falcons. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the Mississippi State fight song.
I thought it sounded kind of funky.
Yeah. Hail, dear old state, fight for that victory today. Hit the line, tote the ball, cross the goal before you fall. Ooh, it rhymes.
Oh.
And then yell, yell, yell for dear old state. We'll yell like hell, fight for Mississippi State, win the game today. There you go.
Win the game today.
Now, here's what I'm thinking is if I'm a baseball player, what does hit the, you know, get
yeah.
tote the ball and hit the line before you fall? That
Good
has
point.
Nothing to do with your sport.
And, you know, Mississippi State is a big baseball school.
They are. They've done fairly well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that's the fight song so that you can sing along tomorrow during the broadcast because I know everybody will want to.
Mm-hmm. Hey, nice so, 11 a.m. kickoff.
That's right. So, speaking of, I mean, I'm looking outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun doesn't rise for another half an hour.
Right.
You realize it's 7:15. It's mm-hmm. pitch black outside.
Yeah. See, for me, I'm in a room without a window.
I
leave
me
my
too.
House at dark time anyway.
That's right. Yep.
So
it makes no difference there. But,
no.
I mean, 7:40, I think the official time is 7:43.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty late.
It is late. It is late.
Just to say that we get it back. Don't forget, we get it back as daylight saving time ends this weekend. Set your clock, you know, that too.
Just think if it were next week, it would be 6:43.
It would.
So, you know, as much as I love the extra hour of sleep, of course, now that I've joined the show, this will be my first year where I go to bed pretty early anyway,
okay.
But I usually hate when daylight savings happens in the fall and it gets so dark so early the evening.
You feel like it shortens the day.
Yes. It'll be 6 p.m. and it's like pitch black outside.
And basically, they don't talk about it anymore. They used to try to tell us that it saved energy.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it just doesn't. You know, and I'd forgotten this until I'm checking my notes this morning. Back in 2007... the U.S. American Congress made our daylight saving time 4 weeks longer because they were doing a study. This was required by the Department of Energy. Tell me the government doesn't change our lives.
Right. I was going to say that just proves that it's arbitrary and that they could just get rid of it if they wanted to.
They did this study to see what the energy impact was, okay, so they could set their policy. The study found the energy savings was 0.03%.
Oh, that's a whopping, number.
So none, essentially.
Yeah, to go through another 4 weeks of this to find that out. No evidence that extending daylight savings time altered gasoline use at all. Since then, U.S. has become more energy efficient, especially when it comes to electricity for light. And that's the deal. I mean, look at how LEDs, the preponderance of LEDs now.
Exactly.
You know, they were probably in 2007, I guess, if they were around, they were expensive. And now, you know, you can pick them up any place. So we're using less energy for that purpose. But, you know, we got a lot of phones and stuff out there. So that does use some energy.
But that's not going to change based on daylight savings.
No, you're right. It will not. That doesn't change your habits at all when it comes to that. You're going to use it no matter what.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to charge it at the same time, probably.
If you got one of those Android phones, if you're one of those people, Google's Android software powers about 9 out of every 10 smartphones in the world, and now Google's hoping that its app store is going to be able to keep up. The Google Play, its online marketplace where you can download apps and games, they said yesterday at a software developer event, the company is making a big push at hooking in users in emerging markets. You know, I've got an Android phone, and again, I don't have a lot of apps. I may have like 10 apps on my phone. I know that makes me kind of an outlier. I know. That's rather humorous, isn't it? But, I mean, if I don't need it, and I mean, I've downloaded some that I dumped because I thought, oh, that'd be interesting to have, and then it's always bothering me with updates and stuff, so I just dump it out of there. But I know, so I don't know.
But we come from different demographics, and I'm the same way.
Yep.
Like, I really don't have that many, I guess, compared to probably the average of people my age or even of my gender.
So I don't know. What do you think? How many do you think you have, just approximately? And I'm going to ask you too, Brad. Okay, you've got 30. Brad, what do you got?
Yeah. I've got, you know, let's see, what? 6 times 4 across,
okay,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
And then
we're doing math on the radio, which
I know,
is pretty
right?
cool. That's 24.
Yeah, so I've got about
how many screens?
I've got two. So
okay.
I've got about
all
like 47.
All right, so there we go.
Because there's one missing there, but I don't know. I kind of cleaned mine out recently and just kept most of the things that I use because you know I did have like 4 or 5 pages worth of apps.
Well, and then you've got the ones that automatically come with the phone and you can't get rid of.
Right.
So there's some that I don't use at all and would delete if I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, these updates are centered around how customers can subscribe and pay for services available on Google Play. For example, app makers can now choose different promotional prices for subscriptions, like offering a service for $1 a month for a few months, and then, ho-ho! When you're not paying attention, they bump it up to the normal subscription price. Google also touted its efforts to make it easier for people in emerging markets to pay for stuff on Google Play. The company has expanded its direct carrier billing feature. And again, that's not so necessary here, but in a lot of places, that's a big deal to be able to pay in that way, to be able to pay with your phone, especially in third world or, as they said, the developing markets. Company introduced a feature back in 2010. And now 600 million people globally can choose that option, according to CNET.
Wow.
So that works in a lot of other places in the world. Hey there.
Yes, I have a friend who's a farmer. He said he's glad daylight savings time is over because that extra hour of daylight was burning up his crops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know that, right. Okay, so we decided since we're playing Mississippi State that anything that was odd and unusual from another state, we just put it in Mississippi today.
Right.
All that, yet I had a guy call me this morning to tell me that he used to live in Mississippi years ago, and he lived in a little place, I think he called it Greenwood, Mississippi.
Okay.
And right down the road was Grenada, Mississippi. And the United States invaded Grenada, the country, and this guy apparently came running into the convenience store saying that they were bombing the United States bombing Grenada down the road.
And wow.
It was at that point they had to explain to him that there was more than one Grenada.
Yeah. That's funny.
Just to let you know. Man. All right. 7:21. Hey, guess what? You can now buy stock in Twinkies.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. Well, you'll actually be able to. It's not quite there yet. But here's the deal. If you'll remember, I mean, Twinkies went away. Remember when they went broke?
Mm-hmm.
And the company that did this, Chelsea, were you not aware of this?
I guess not.
Okay. Really? Oh, wow. Yeah,
wasn't a big deal. Now, Continental Baking was the company.
Mm.
And they went bust. And so for a while, there were no Twinkies. Well, there were no fresh Twinkies. There were still Twinkies.
Right.
But what happened was a couple of investment firms got together and they bought the Hostess snack brands that included the, as they call it, pale yellow calorie tube with the cream filling. And basically what they say is their biggest group of customers are men that within the company they call Bubba in a truck.
Oh.
Okay. So they
That's not
know.
Offensive.
No, not
at all.
That's why it's an internal thing. But anyway, and you know what? If you're bubbing a truck and you eat Twinkies, you're not going to stop buying
you're
them,
going,
right?
You're going, oh, yeah, yeah. They're right. They nailed that one on the head.
And so what's happening now is they're doing new things. They're extending the brand. They've done the deep-fried version.
Right, the ones that you can get, like, in the freezer aisle and warm up.
Yeah, that gives me goosebumps. Anyway, but they also are increasing the shelf life.
I was just about to say, it's funny that you said whenever they went away, there were no fresh Twinkies, but there were still Twinkies around. Because don't they say that Twinkies are one of the only things that could survive a nuclear apocalypse?
Yeah, there's Rice University, some students did some stuff, and they also at Vanderbilt they did. But anyway, in the coming days, expect to be able to see the ticker symbol TWNK, T-W-N-K, and you'll be able to buy stock in Twinkies and Ding Dongs. And ho-hos and donuts.
Donuts,
there
man.
You are.
That's where it's at.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. So that those cakes will be out there for you to buy.
Interesting. Increasing the shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To what, a billion years?
I don't know. I have no
versus
idea.
A million?
It's really scary. But also, then I clicked on another link that showed that they apparently have out there pumpkin spice cheesecake Twinkies.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got that. And in addition to that, they also have caramel apple cupcakes.
Okay.
Look, I'm just saying.
They're a little late on the pumpkin spice thing. It should have been out a month ago.
Well, again, and it's a package of 9. What are you going to do with the other 8.5?
Exactly.
Yeah. Taking a bite out of that.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep, like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com, and we'll have a 20% chance of rain today. High of 80, but the winds will be out of the north. Ought to feel okay. About 64 for a low tonight. Continue to have a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies and 77. Low on Saturday night, about 60. Do about the same kind of numbers on Sunday, but know that there's an increased chance of showers, 30% during the day, then 50% on Sunday night, Monday and Monday night as well, and then Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers as the winds come back around. We'll still only be in probably the middle 70s for our high temperatures we begin next week. Right now, winds out of the north at 7, and we've got 69 degrees.
Losing a loved one can be painful, especially during the holidays. Hospice Brazos Valley wants to help. Join for a free community event, Handling Holiday Grief, Saturday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Brew Coffee House on Harvey Road. This free event features best-selling author and grief specialist Gary Rowe. To RSVP for more information, call Hospice Brazos Valley, 979-821-2266, or visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Holidays can be difficult, but they can still be good.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, folks, this is my question of this election. What has she accomplished? Hillary Clinton's been on the national stage since Watergate, yet most people, even those closest to her, cannot answer that question. This week, Hillary took a stab at it herself. She listed her titles: First Lady, Senator from New York, Secretary of State, mother, grandmother, and she reminded everyone that she's been a woman all her life, as if there were some question about it. But listing her positions and her gender don't answer the question, what has Hillary Clinton accomplished? There is an answer to the question, but it will not help her. Hillary Clinton has been embroiled in more scandals than any public figure you can name except her husband. She is the most cheated on woman in America. Just listing her scandals would take more time than I have here. Whitewater, White House travel office, billing records, selling the Lincoln bedroom, running the bimbo eruptions team, intimidating women who accused her husband of unwanted sexual attention, the Clinton Foundation's pay-for-play bribery schemes, the homebrew mail server, Benghazi, selling our national security. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Deceit, bribery, blackmail, money, power, everything revolves around her core lawlessness. That's her single accomplishment as the queen of corruption. The sleaze that surrounds Hillary Clinton has made her very, very rich at our expense. That's about all she's really accomplished.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Between Lake Bryan and a state corrections institution, there is land the Bryan City Council will consider buying on Election Day for a Westside Youth Sports Complex.
The seller has already signed the proposed contract for 61.5 acres south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road. The proposed park for youth football, soccer, softball, and baseball is about a mile south of the J.W. Hamilton pre-release unit and 5 miles east of Lake Bryan. The price tag's $12,000 an acre, or a total of $738,000. The council would spend city reserves. As for the money to pay operational costs, Mayor Jason Byinski said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, he hopes the new park will create new residential subdivisions.
When the home builders develop and build neighborhoods, they pay park impact fees that'll go towards new parks and existing maintenance on existing parks, and so there'll be additional funds that will come in from the new development.
The city and the seller can incorporate retail and commercial properties adjoining the park, including a hotel. The parkland's currently outside the city limits, but the land the seller's keeping for new businesses is inside city limits. There would be access to the park from both highways. The city has 5 years to build the complex so the seller can repurchase the land, and the seller retains oil, gas, water, and other mineral rights. A map of the proposed site and the contract are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The local Academy store is moving. Academy is building a new store that's twice the current size on land across the freeway from Central Park. It's the first addition to what used to be called the Science Park since the 54-acre development was recently purchased by the Oldham Goodwin Group of Bryan.
The frontage will be focused on retail, and we hope to see some great retail, follow that retail with some pad sites, and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
I'm wondering if that's going to be additional retail, or we're going to see restaurants in there. What are the possibilities?
I think it'll be a combination of all.
Chairman Casey Oldham says Academy will build in front of the property's existing 180,000-square-foot building. The new store could open as early as next May at what is now being called Providence Park. In August of last year, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land that was the former Scott & White Clinic on University by the freeway to make way for a Papado's restaurant. But it won't be open until the spring or summer of 2018. Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz, in comments from a podcast on the city's blog, says the restaurant is designing how a creek that used to be under the clinic will be moved for the new building.
In the beginning, we talked about, does it make sense to completely scrape the site, relocate the creek, do it right the first time, or do we leave it the way it is and modify the building? And we ended up working with them on a drainage agreement that we could help participate in relocating that creek and making sure that it's done right the first time.
Papado's has owned the property for 5 years. Give back this weekend by making plans to have lunch in downtown Bryan at the 11th annual Empty Bowls event. For a donation of $20 or more to the Brazos Valley Food Bank, you get soup, bread, and a custom bowl to take home.
It's getting close to the holidays. These are really good gift ideas because all of the bowls are unique, and some are done by children, some are done by some fantastic artists. So there's a wide variety of bowls and themes on the bowls, the way they're painted and all of that.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the simple meal of soup and bread is a reminder that some people in our community do struggle with hunger. The Come and Go event is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Frame Gallery. And for the second time in as many Sundays and the third time in 4 months, a state historical marker will be dedicated at the site of a Brazos County church. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says everyone is invited to the program at First Christian Church in Bryan, which was among those founded 150 years after the Civil War.
The churches were established in the 1860s with the city. And the city of Bryan, as an incorporated city, will be celebrating their 150th in 2021. They were incorporated in 1871, but they were there starting to build the buildings and had the town laid out from 1860. So the church, like First Christian, was 6 years after the first buildings were being built in Bryan. It was established, and First Baptist at the same time.
Sunday's program at First Christian starts at 1:30. The church is located on Innis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is the division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Considerably cloudy today. Temperatures around 80 degrees. An isolated shower may come through today. Overnight, the clouds will persist, and we're going to fall back to 60 or 65. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, highs up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Don't forget to set your clock back an hour tomorrow night. We're going to be returning to standard time. Then we'll have clouds and maybe a shower Sunday and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it's Friday, so Zach Taylor has a look at your high school football report. And as the Aggs get ready to face Mississippi State, he also has a look at your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, Alabama fell to the Aggie volleyball team last night at Reed Arena. In the MLB, the Rangers are preparing their roster for next year by extending offers to some of the team's standout players. And in the NFL, on Thursday Night Football, the Falcons lead the NFC South after avenging their season opener loss to the Bucks. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we're gonna get an academy that is twice as big as the one we have now.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
And the parking lot will reach to Navasota. Man,
I know.
That's gonna need a zip code all by itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not the only thing, you know, they plan on going in.
Yeah, there's gonna be some other development that goes around that, and then I guess you got the people who are already in the science park. Some of them are gonna stay there.
Yep.
And since they're moving, that means they're closing the one that's over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's right down the feeder road. It's right there. Yeah. It's right next door.
Well, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Closing it, but I mean something else is gonna go there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, they'll, as they say, repurpose that building, and that could be kind of fun and different. So let me get this straight from a traffic pattern standpoint. And once again, we, as always, right in the middle of everything.
Yes.
I mean, we are where it's happening. So that's right up the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't even have to get on the freeway. We can just stay in the access road.
Stay on those great access
roads.
That's
it. Yeah. That they keep changing on us.
Yes.
But we got, you know, we've got that area right there that's going to happen. And then, I don't know. Then actually, you go by Raintree. And then that's where the old ABC, I mean, the old Academy is. And so there's going to be something that'll go there. And then in between there's Wolfpin Creek. And it's, you know, it'll be retail
along the
freeway.
Man.
It's going to be hopping. Well, how long before we get a light right here? See, right now we don't have a light.
It's not going to be long, I guarantee you.
You mean next to our...
Yeah, right here, you know, as we look out there. So we'll have that going on. That'll be fun. And then you mentioned that Papa Do's, that they got that...
Slowly but surely. I know that rumor, or not rumor, but that you know, has been going around for quite a while now.
Well, of course, people wished and whined forever.
Yes.
And then they bought the land.
They
and
did.
And then they tore down the Scott & White Clinic, and they went, whoops.
Oh, there's a creek there.
And if you go by there, I went by there, I think it was on Amber Glen. I'm not sure if that's that street right
Glen
there.
Glen Haven.
Yeah, something. Yeah, anyway. I mean... Obviously, they knew it was down there, and I'm guessing that the people from the restaurant company, the Pappas Brothers, knew it was there, right? Didn't you look at a survey or a plat before you bought the land?
Right.
So here's my thought. What we do is that they take this and maybe make a water event out of it.
Ooh.
Like put a plexiglass section of flooring in the restaurant.
And then put fish in it so the fish are swimming under your feet.
Exactly. So you have one section of the restaurant there. Then you have this plexiglass, you know, thing there that's maybe like 6 feet wide and runs the entire length of the restaurant. And like you say, you put little fitties in there.
Or just let the creek run through the restaurant.
Well, but the water's not going to look that clear. It's not going to look that good. So what you do is, or you could just put a giant video screen and make it look like that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You got all the good ideas this morning. Yeah.
Well, it is a seafood restaurant. Water, seafood.
It would make seafood.
Then you can see your food.
Yeah, so your food.
Yeah. You can fish and then pull out your fish and then give it to the cooks to cook it.
You could do that.
Talk about farm to table.
That's right.
Date night,
Right there. That's, you talk about localized food there. But you could do, or you could do a recirculating water event thing, just water going
fountain
through there.
Fountain and waterfall.
Put a little wave machine
I
in
like
there.
It. Mm-hmm.
I think we've got it settled for
I
them.
Think we've got yep.
Solving problems.
It's called the Pappas Brothers.
That's what we
there.
Do.
Okay, we'll do that. So Dick Clark Productions is now owned by a Chinese company.
Okay.
Yeah. Dick Clark, who started just, you know, as like a TV disc jockey in Philadelphia a long time ago and ended up with, I don't know, the Billboard Music Awards, American Music Awards, Golden Globes. They produce all of those things. Anyhow, this company called the Wanda Group shelled out about $1 billion. $1 billion for this thing. Wanda began as a real estate development company in China. They already own AMC Entertainment Theater chains in U.S. America and other chains around the world. It's also part of a partnership with Sony Pictures to build a studio in a Chinese port city that I can't pronounce that will be twice as big as the largest American studio lot. So now they're going to be making movies over there. Now, I know there won't be any kind of propaganda. There won't be any positions
that they'll take
in their movies. Don't worry about that. But we just thought we'd let you know that that's what's going on.
Oh.
All right, so now y'all are going to have to help me out.
All right.
Oprah puts out her favorite things.
Yes.
Wow. Obviously, we struck a nerve there. Okay, so have you looked at the any of these items?
I did. I looked at AP actually posted an article yesterday about it, and they listed a few of the items.
It's
I just glanced.
Oprah Magazine, and so she's done 100 items, more than 100
items. 101, I think, are her favorite things.
So did you see anything in there that hopped out at you?
Like I said, I just kind of glanced. I know that they, you know, divide them into categories of pricier and, you know, tech and home and stuff like
that.
But
here's relatively cheap.
Okay.
The Orbit Key Finder that you can link to your phone.
It's, and these are gift ideas.
Yeah,
these are
bucks.
Her favorite gift ideas for the holidays.
$200 for Beats by Dr. Dre, the Power Beats 3 wireless headphones. You know, I'm sorry. I wear headphones a lot, you know, at least until 9 o'clock in the morning. And you know, they're fine, but I can't imagine spending $200 for headphones.
Yeah.
And those, though, I mean, those are wireless. They're supposed to be for more than just what we do.
Fine, but, I guess so.
But still, and it's Beats. You pay so much for the name on
those.
So much.
Like 100% markup, at least.
A Fitbit that you can leave on even in the shower.
Oh.
Fitbit's Alta for $130.
Oh.
And they have a holiday cheesecake. For Cypress Grove is made of 4 pounds of Humboldt Fog and Truffle Tremor goat cheese and decorated with succulents, and that's only $135 for a cheesecake.
Okay.
So there.
Interesting.
Huh. Okay.
It is a nice list if you're just if you struggle with gift ideas and you're just not sure, you know. I'm not necessarily a very good gift giver.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, now if you find $65 like for Edward Bess's lipstick and cheek stains, I mean, really?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Don't be giving cosmetics to people. I'm just saying. All
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever think about it, but that's just our helpful hint
true.
For today.
That is true.
But nonetheless, if it does help as far as the gifting is concerned, then that's probably fine.
And hey, Oprah's name is on it, so
right.
You know it's good.
Yep.
She's just like us,
of
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival. November 5th, brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton and Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Election Day is just around the corner. And do you plan to make your voice heard? I hope so, because your vote is more important than you might think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Hopefully, you haven't given in to the cynicism that so easily crops up around election time. Every 4 years, citizens across the nation question whether their vote really matters. Those doubts are often based on a flawed understanding of what the voting process is all about. Their reasoning goes kind of like this. Unless the vote I cast directly changes the outcome of an election, I've wasted my time. Think of the irony of that problem. Each election cycle, millions of voters stay home, each one believing the ballot they cast has no bearing on the outcome. Imagine what would happen if those millions actually got out there and voted instead. The founders of our country recognized the power of the voting process, and that's why they built it into the very structure of our democracy. When millions of individual drops of water come together, amazing things can happen. Canyons can be carved through solid rock. Powerful turbines can generate enough electricity to light up an entire city. When individuals come together on election day to make their voices heard, amazing things can happen there, too. A vote can not only choose the country's leadership, but it can help shape the course of its values. So get out and vote. And for Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football tonight and college football tomorrow. And with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
The 11th and final week of the regular season in Texas high school football is tonight. A&M Consolidated plays host to Rutter at Tigerland. Tigers coverage is on News Talk 1620 WTAW with Rangers broadcast on Willie 1550. Bryan entertains Temple on Sports Radio 1150. Buffalo visits Hearn on Willie 103.5. And St. Joseph squares off with Brazos Christian on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Meanwhile, Navasota squares off with visiting Little Cypress Mauriceville at 7 on Willie 97.7. In the college game, 4th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is on the road this weekend, visiting the Mississippi State Bulldogs in Starkville. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the matchup.
They've got weapons and a quarterback that's hot right now, and we've got to go over there. And as I said, we've got to continue to play our style of defense, and then and create our energy, and then follow it up with solid special teams and a good offensive performance.
Kickoff between the 7-1 Aggies and 3-5 Bulldogs is set for tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M volleyball, the team avenged its SEC conference season opening loss at Alabama by defeating the Crimson Tide last night at Reed Arena. Alabama, which upset A&M 3-2 on September 23rd in Tuscaloosa, suffered its fourth consecutive loss and dropped to 15-10 overall and 4-8 in conference play, as well as 0-5 all time in matches played in College Station. The Maroon and White continues its four-match homestand against Tennessee on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Reed Arena. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have exercised their $5.25 million club option for next season on catcher Jonathan Lucroy and will extend a qualifying offer to All-Star outfielder Ian Desmond. General Manager John Daniels also said yesterday that the AL West champion Rangers won't make qualifying offers to first baseman Mitch Moreland or right-hander Colby Lewis, but are open to bringing back those free agents. In the NFL,
Falcons are going to be convincing winners here tonight. Atlanta pounded the Buccaneers, and the win is a 43-28 decision.
Matt Ryan threw for 344 yards and four touchdowns as the Atlanta Falcons outscored Tampa Bay 43-28 to improve to 6-3. Julio Jones had eight receptions for 111 yards and a TD to help the NFC South leaders avenge their season-opening loss to the Buccaneers. Austin Hooper also caught a TD pass from Ryan, who leads the NFL with 2,980 yards and 23 touchdown passes. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Mike Gentry. I've lived in the city of College Station since 1985, and I'm supporting Carl Mooney for mayor of the city of College Station. If you're looking for a man of integrity who will wisely manage the economic growth of our community while remaining focused on the welfare of our neighborhoods, then vote for Carl Mooney for mayor of College Station. I've worked with Carl in a municipal setting, a professional setting, and a personal setting, and I can speak from experience that he will be well prepared and he is well qualified to serve as our mayor. I'm Mike Gentry, and you know me.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton & Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
I'm always talking about how stressful the buying or selling of a house can be, and I'm always telling you to look up Zweiker & Associates, and I'm Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates, and, you know, they can make that experience a lot better for you, but that's not the only thing that they do. You see, they have all kinds of knowledge when it comes to not only just the market, but things you can do for your home to make them better when you want to sell them, or if you're looking to buy a home, things you should be looking for. They have tips, they have tricks, they have ways that you should be taking care of your house so that even if you don't want to sell it right now, when you decide to sell your house, it'll be in good enough shape that people will want to buy it. If you are looking to sell your house, they have people like stagers who will come in and they'll add little pieces of decor to your house that are really going to make the pictures pop. Jen Zweiker, Greg Zweiker, and the entire team over there at Zweiker & Associates are there to help you. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's all feel sorry for Mark Zuckerberg. Who dropped He dropped $3 billion yesterday.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
I can't imagine dropping $3 billion of anything any day in my lifetime.
Well, company bigwig suggested Facebook likely won't be able to keep up with its rapid growth much longer. Zuckerberg is the world's fifth richest person, $52 billion fortune.
Whew.
So he dropped about 5% of his money. I know.
I'll be lucky if I ever get $3 million my entire life.
I'm just saying. But same deal is Egypt's central bank yesterday said that they're going to let their currency float. Do you know what that means? I mean, that means it's just going to be whatever the economy causes it to be. Mm. I mean, what if your Twinkie costs $2 today and $7 tomorrow? See?
That's an unstable economy.
It would not be a good thing. So I'm just saying. So that's out there for you. All right. So have you ever done this? Man, I read this. I'm saying this is so me. You're about to merge into traffic and you turn the radio down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, why do you do that?
I do that.
Okay, but what? Less noise is going to allow you to merge better?
I focus more, maybe?
It's not crazy. Your instinct is mimicking subconscious brain responses that help you focus on visual tasks. After performing MRI tests on 32 participants, researchers discovered that when people were focusing on something visual, the responsiveness of their auditory nerves, which enable you to hear, decreased. So that means that your brain actually turns down your hearing so that you don't become distracted by sounds when you need to be concentrating.
I definitely do it when I'm in a lot of traffic in like a big city.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or like you go into a place.